Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the one and only Dave Fremlin Show. Yay! And I am the one and only Dave Fremlin. Today is Tuesday, September 14th, 2021. And what is going on today? Oh my God. Okay, the first thing to talk about, as usual, and I regret to do this to you again, is we have to talk about vaccines and COVID-19, because last Thursday, the illustrious and intelligent president of the United States, Joe Biden, he supposedly gave out mandates that every business in America that has more than 100 employees has to mandate that every employee be vaccinated through OSHA. So, okay, many who are listening to the Dave Fremlin Show.
To share with anyone who's interested out there.
Takes a super duper long time.
Yeah.
Okay. To boot it up.
And now tonight I'm gonna
not
give you some information.
Yay.
A doctor. Which I forgot what it is. Right.
You are listening to the Dave Fremlin Show.
Yay.
I guess we'll see what happens, right? Things to talk about. The first thing is, don't take the vaccine. Okay, I can't reiterate it enough. I don't care. This is war. And I don't care, you know, what your job is. I myself am very concerned about money. All right, I don't have a job to lose by not taking a vaccine. But I have plenty of other situations to lose in. And I've already lost my whole family. Nobody's dead. But there are people that have chosen to take vaccines and have chosen to diss me. All right. And basically, I can no longer talk to them in have rational conversations. It's just not there. So I've lost my family. I have no friends. I have like two friends in the whole world that basically I can talk to. And even that is limited. And it's hard for me to get medical care, therapy, whatever, because of the quote unquote mandates about vaccines. In California, it would be impossible. So anyway, I'm very grateful that I came to Florida where I did, because Governor DeSantis seems to be pushing back. But here's the deal. You cannot, okay, the vaccines are poisonous and deadly. And how you can tell that you shouldn't take it, this is very simple mathematics. The more that somebody tries to force you to do something, the more you shouldn't do it. And that's, I don't care about shouldn't, me telling people what to do or not do. I'm telling you what to do or not do. Don't take the vaccine. The vaccines are dangerous. Nobody has the right to tell you what to do. I know it's tough if you have a job. You know, it's gonna be tough. You know, when people start losing their bank accounts, I'll be in trouble. So bottom line is, don't take the vaccine. I could point you to multiple websites with lots of information, but you hear about the Delta variant, you hear about the non-vaccinated are spreading this disease. Okay, I'm going to tell you something factual and correct. The way that variants are made through vaccines, it doesn't come from unvaccinated people. It doesn't. It just mathematically doesn't happen. The unvaccinated people... Here's what happens to unvaccinated people. Then I'll tell you about the vaccinated people. What happens to unvaccinated people is they walk around the world the way that they normally do. And they become exposed to things or not exposed to things, depending on what they're exposed or not exposed to. And their body has the chance to react or not react, depending accordingly. And that person can become exposed to a disease and then become ill and then make antibodies and then recover and then they're fine or die or whatever. Okay? There's many, many variables and there's many, many things floating around in the world. So the unvaccinated person has changed their risk level from becoming non-vaccinated. They didn't go from being vaccinated to being unvaccinated. So they didn't lower their immunity level. They didn't lower it by not being vaccinated. Okay, they made no change. Okay, You are listening to the one and only Dave Fremlin Show on Podbean. So from going from unvaccinated to unvaccinated, all I've done is just continue to live my life as normal. I haven't lowered myself and made myself more vulnerable to anything. I have remained equally vulnerable as I was the same as before. Okay? So to be non-vaccinated doesn't mean that I was vaccinated and now I'm unvaccinated. It just means I haven't made any changes whatsoever to my world. Okay? So unvaccinated, it's not a crime that's being committed to become unvaccinated. You're not becoming unvaccinated. You are staying the same. People talk about unvaccinated people in a way that I've never heard people talked about before. Maybe in Nazi Germany. I wasn't there for it, but I've certainly read and researched enough to understand it. But here's how it works. The unvaccinated person has not increased their risk of anything. They've simply maintained the same level of risk. That's all they've done. That's all they've done. Now, if you're a vaccinated person, here's what's happening to you. What you believe you've done, if you've actually had a vaccine, like a flu shot, I guess. I qualify as anti-vax because I don't really believe at this point in my life in taking pharmaceutical medications. And I'll tell you why. You can't look at me and say, oh, that guy, you know, he will never put a drug in his body. No. I have been guilty of drug taking. Believe me, I have a history. However, and I've taken pharmaceutical drugs. And when I was in pain in the hospital and I needed surgery, they were the first people I turned to. However, and the big however is, first of all, from the time that I started with my medical issues until now, a lot of things have changed. And number two is that I actually have been injured by pharmaceutical injuries. And so over time, and with drug injuries. And so over time, I have determined that it's not a good idea to take drugs or pharmaceuticals or street drugs either, okay? And the longer that I go, the more I am convinced that it's not a good idea, okay? And so, no, I'm not a hypocrite. I'm a person who has evolved in my thinking due to experience, okay? It's okay to have an experience, decide it's a bad experience, and then decide that you don't want to do that again. And it's okay to be jaded from multiple bad experiences when you haven't learned the lesson in time, all right? So, the non-vaccinated person has done nothing to change their risk level except for continue to do, and they might even be improving their risk level because maybe they're not vaccinated and so they're more careful in other ways. Maybe they're eating better, losing weight, getting exercise, all the things that make you healthy. Hello? Maybe that's what they're doing because they're not vaccinated and they don't want to have to go to a hospital. For me, okay, I'll give you an example. I have multiple injuries. All right, I've had broken foot, okay? Now, I don't want to go to the hospital again. I'm much more careful I've had multiple hernias, I've had broken bones. Every time it happens, I'm more careful the next time. At least I try to be. Same thing with taking medications. So call me anti-vaxxer, whatever you want. I'm not only anti-vax, I'm anti any drug or any medication. Although I'm not opposed in, you know, I take lots of supplements all day. All day I take supplements, you know, all day I take aspirin all the time. You know, I'm not against medications and things, but I'm only for things that are non-invasive and less harmful. And if we don't have it, okay, this vaccine for COVID, come back to me in 5 years and maybe we'll talk about it again. But for now, don't take it. There's too many. Here's the thing. If it was straightforward, all the information, no conspiracies, no doubt whatsoever, everything cool, I would have no problem with it. Honestly, the problem is that the data from the COVID is wrong, which means there's not really a COVID. It's not a pandemic, at least. There's cover-ups left and right, and the cover-ups are obvious. I'm Dave Fremland, and you are listening to the one and only Dave Fremland Show. So that's thing one that makes me leery. Thing two is the conflicts of interest are great, high, and mighty between the drug makers and the policies being set. So that's very suspicious. And so, and there's more things, okay? I'm not going to list every single thing, okay? But there's the suppression of therapeutics that work. So you don't even need a vaccine if therapeutics work. Okay, and if they're cheap and easy to get, why do you need a vaccine that's risky and dangerous? Okay, so there's, and why are they suppressed? So the suppression of therapeutics that work, the suppression of data about the vaccines, the brainwashing of the media, the bullying by the government. There's a lot of things happening here that each one on their own is suspicious. But when you pile them upon each other, they become, you know where conspiracy theories start? They start when the dots don't connect correctly from what you're hearing. So if the world, if the government, if the news agencies, if they don't want conspiracy theories out there, what they need to do is be transparent. Because when you're not transparent, people see holes in your story. You know, in my world, the first ever conspiracy theorist that I ever met, and she's not what you would normally call a conspiracy theorist because she really buys into a lot of like regular news, but she was a conspiracy theorist about me, and that is my mother. My mother, if I was trying to deceive her by lies of omission, didn't want her to know where I was, didn't, I had some time periods I didn't want to let her know, I missed school a certain day, and I tried to not lie, but manipulate the truth in such a way that there were just pieces of information that were sort of redacted, if you will. Names and places, serial numbers, whatever. I'm telling you, my mother honed in on wherever there was a missing space. You know what I mean? Moms sort of have a way. But if you apply that same sort of intuitive sort of thing across the board, that's how conspiracy theories are born. Because there's somebody out there that sees information that doesn't make sense and they don't feel like the explanation for it was adequate. So if you want to get rid of conspiracy theories, you need to give adequate information and not just try to blow. When you just say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, is blowing you off, all you do is piss the people off that want information. Oh, you don't need to know that. Don't worry about it. The experts will take care of it. All you're going to do is piss people off. So if you don't want to piss people off, don't do that. And that brings me to Joe Biden. It's not really where I wanted to go, I don't think, but I'll go here. He's trying to piss people off. In fact, he's trying very hard. Or the people who run him are, because they know. Here's what they're trying to do, and here's what you must never do. First of all, you must never take the vaccine. And here's what they're trying to do. They're trying to push the pressure up. The ultimate thing they want from you is your guns, your protection from yourself. And they want you to give up the Constitution. And they want to bring in communism to America. And the problem is there's too many Americans, even Democrats, that actually like America. There's a very small number of people that want to bring in this communism. But, you know, when America became America, there was a very small number of people that were quote-unquote called conspiracy theorists, by the way, that didn't want to be part of England. You know, during the revolutionary period, that George Washington and Ben Franklin, and Thomas Jefferson, all those guys, they were considered conspiracy theory kooks. You know, when they were saying that the British were doing all this stuff to them, people were like, oh, yeah, but that's not what you're saying. People were very, they didn't believe them. And you want to know something even back further? You know, Noah built an ark in order to save certain parts of the planet. You know, the people around him thought he was a conspiracy theorist. You know that Abraham, the first Jew, when he first stopped praying to idols and started praying to the real God, people thought he was a conspiracy theorist. They didn't want a lot to do with him. Do you know that Moses, when he freed the slaves from Egypt, people thought he was.
The Dave Fremlin Show is now available on Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcast, and iHeartRadio. If you like listening to The Dave Fremlin Show, don't forget to follow me and subscribe to my podcast and share me with a friend. Thank you and have a nice day. There's a conspiracy theorist leading people around the desert for 40. He's going to cross the Red Sea? Are you joking? Who else? Jesus Christ, maybe, was probably thought of as a conspiracy theorist. And I think it just goes throughout history. It's never the mob. It's always the small group. And so be on the right side of history. But here's what they want to do. They want to get us pissed off so we'll use our guns. And then they want to blow it out of proportion so they can say, look at these terrorists with their guns. We got to stop the guns. And whether we like it or not, they'll just stick an agency in charge of it. See, we have all these agencies. We're away. The problem is we've gotten, okay, United States, I don't know what it was like in the colonial times. I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know what it was like, you know, in the development times. I know that in every government, no matter what, no matter how well it's set up, there's corruption. No matter what. No matter what. I know that the founding fathers did the best they could to try to set up a system in which there were checks and balances. But I know that early on, corruption snuck in. And little by little, they've developed these things called agencies. There's agencies. The tax agency, the revenue agency, the gas agency, whatever, that regulate things. And these agencies have been given power to come in. Like, okay, so the police department has the right to give you a ticket. All right? You can go to court for the ticket, but most of the time you're guilty because they have a picture of you crossing the thing. So that's a Fourth Amendment violation, and people just accept it. So what's happened is we've gotten way, over time, we've gotten way away from the Constitution. And how did they do it? Fear. Fear. We got to put up cameras at the stop sign so somebody doesn't get hit by a car. So whenever they bring, so here's how you know when the government is screwing you. When they bring in fear where fear doesn't need to be, number one. When they start obfuscating truth so that you get only bits and pieces and it doesn't make sense, and then they try to blow you off when you try to get the truth, be suspicious. When they offload responsibility to agencies that have no accountability, be suspicious. In fact, just don't trust government and don't take shots. Why would anybody take a shot? Here's my attitude. They want you to take a experimental non-vaccine that's dangerous. It's neither safe nor effective for a disease that doesn't exist, that nobody dies from. Okay? And let's take just a quick look at who actually does die from COVID. Do you know that 99% of the cases that they talk about right now, cases, we got to shut down the world for cases. Cases does not mean symptomatic. Do you know when HIV came out, they wouldn't call you, okay, they first came out with you have AIDS, and then it got to be too stigmatic, and people were like, no. Now you only have AIDS if you have tested positive. Okay, first be you got sick, you died, you had AIDS, the end. Then it was you tested positive for HIV, you just were considered to have AIDS. You got treated like an AIDS patient. Then it got to be too many people. So what they did, and this really is a very big distinction, because the gay community, you know, people don't realize it. The gay community is a very, very powerful lobby. Okay, there's the gay. There's two gay communities. I need to clarify this for some reason because I know a lot of gay people. Okay, I actually am a member of the gay community regardless of my sexual orientation, which I will not even mention because nobody's business. But I consider myself in the world of the gay community even though I'm not in the quote-unquote community. And that's just because most of my friends, most of the people I associate with, I just get along with gay people really well. Anyway. So here's the thing about the gay quote-unquote community. There are gay people who exist in the world who are just simply people that are attracted to other people of their same gender.
is, you know, hi, I'm Dave Fremland, host of the Dave Fremland Show on Podbean. Now, you can listen to me on Spotify also, but please support my podcast by clicking the follow button on the Podbean or Spotify app. Thank you for listening, and have a nice day. I think it's pretty harmless, you know. There's things the Bible says about it, and that's up to the Bible. But, you know, in the world of levels of harm, it's quite harmless, you know, between two consenting adults. Just regular person, goes to work, comes home, likes to have sex with somebody of his own or her own gender, preferred than another gender. Okay, that's just somebody who's gay. Then you have the, like, sort of community of gay people, which would be the more than one of that person that I just described. So just describe that person, and he goes to work and he comes home and he has, you know, likes to have sex with people of his own gender or hers, but he doesn't feel 100% comfortable just, you know, around straight people all the time. And so he hangs out with other people like him. You know, so he has some friends that go to the same church as him, and he has some friends that go to the same brunch, whatever, his little circle of friends, a community of gay people, okay? And then there's, like, sort of a more innocent gay community, which is a lot of those little communities of gay people in a broader sort of a context. So you have, like, you know, the gay community of, say, I don't know, Central Florida. You have people that go to, like, you have the 12-step meetings that are geared toward the gay people, and you have the counseling center that's geared toward the gay people, and you have the certain neighborhood where there's sort of a lot of restaurants and things that are gay-owned and operated, lots of rainbow flags, sort of a gay community, a community of lots of gay people, if you will. Not really political in nature. But then you have the quote-unquote LGBTQ plus gay community, which is actually a huge political lobby. And the reason they keep adding initials to it is because each of those initials stands for money. Okay, so you have the lesbians have money, the gay people have money, the bisexuals have money, the transgenders have money, and they all, the more money. So this lobby gets bigger by adjuncting. When it was just gay and lesbian people, it used to be called the gay and lesbian community, the LGB. They get lesbian, gay, and bi. And they had a three-color flag, right? In fact, when I was very young, it was called the Lambda flag. Anyway, so what they had was they had a political lobby in order to get rights, because in the olden days, you got outed as a gay person, you lost your job, you lost your home, you couldn't rent an apartment, you ended up homeless and on drugs probably, for through no really fault of your own. And so they developed a political lobby to make gay rights. But then AIDS came along and people started dying. And then they ran out of money for the lobby because they had to spend all their money lobbying to try to get help for people with AIDS while the people were dying. And so they spent a lot of money in the gay communities setting up counseling places and medical places and try to get people medication, and people couldn't go to the regular hospitals. So a lot of this money that used to be spent on lobbying in the political lobby got spent on the ground, actually in the grassroots department, really helping actual sick people. And so what happened was the LGB community ran out of money for their lobby. The quote-unquote lobby ran out of money. So they added all these initials to the flag. They changed the flag to the rainbow flag. And they then started collecting money to lobby for, you know, various, using the banner of gay rights and trans rights and anti-discrimination and all this stuff. They, under that umbrella, could lobby Congress on multiple levels. And they now have huge, huge, huge lobbies, huge political movement that's called the LGBTQ+. It's not really the gay community as such, okay? There might be aspects of the gay community that are within that rainbow, but from my perspective, a lot of people like me don't really fit under that rainbow. We're just people that just like to be ourselves, okay? So anyway, and that includes me.
You are listening to the one and only Dave Fremlin Show on Podbean.
Even if I'm not even gonna mention, because I haven't had sex in probably at least 10 years. Okay, I'm not interested in it. I don't want it. I like to look good. I like to be sexy, but I'm not interested in sex. Thank you very much. It's highly overrated and lots of cleanup for very little enjoyment. So anyways, that's enough about that. I'm going to end this podcast here because I have stuff to do tonight. I'm very excited to go back to tap dancing. You know, I've had this broken foot for a year now, and it's been very distressing for me, and I have been looking forward to some sort of beginner tap class where I could start over again. And it's finally happening. I'm so excited about the tap class that today I haven't even known what to do with myself. That's why I made an extra podcast, because I'm basically sitting here, I'm like a million thoughts a minute. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm thinking. I'm angry about COVID. I'm angry about the vaccine mandates. You know, I'm really seriously angry about losing my family and friends and moving across the country. And, you know, and we'll see tonight what happens in California with the recall. But I don't have any hope. I do think that it was a very good move for me to get separated to where I am is a good place. It's good for me. It's all kinds of good. But it's, you know, here's the thing that I'm going through. And then I'll end the podcast. I moved here without any of my stuff. And my stuff isn't going to come. I went back to California to pack my stuff. And I did a good job. But my stuff isn't going to come until the end of October. It's another whole month away, and a month and a half away. And I could go to, you know, the art store, and I could buy a few projects and start working on them. And I could go to the IKEA or the Home Depot, and I could buy some tool kits or, you know, some little sticks of furniture or coffee table or something. But why, when I have an entire house full of stuff that's coming, I'm paying a lot of money to move it, and I'm going to end up having to get rid of stuff once it's here, because I know that it just won't all fit in this house. And so, you know, I mean, I could do that, but then I would end up with waste, and I don't like waste. And so I'm here with an empty house. I'm doing a jigsaw puzzle on the floor. You know, I haven't really cleaned that well because I'm sort of waiting to get my stuff, because then why hire someone? I usually hire a house cleaner to come and help with like the toilet and the stove and the sink and all. But why bother? It's just me, and I haven't got any furniture. So I'm waiting until my stuff comes. And so there's this like, what do I do all day? You know what I mean? And once I have my stuff, I'll be unpacking boxes and organizing for days, for a year probably. But in the meantime, you know, I just don't have a lot of stuff to do. And it's hot out. And so, you know, I'm not depressed per se, but I don't want to go to that location in my brain. But tonight is tap. I've been very, very, very excited. I haven't known what to do with myself today because I'm just too beside myself. And but on that, I'm going to end this podcast, and I will be back with you when I next have something interesting to say, hopefully. Okay, bye. The opinions expressed in the Dave Fremlin Show are strictly opinions. I am not an expert. The Dave Fremlin Show is written, directed, and produced by Dave Fremlin and is a Dave Fremlin production. Thank you for listening.